Boulder County Public Health Director Jeff Ziyak was up first last night with the latest information about the rate of local infection from COVID-19. As of Tuesday, Boulder County had 170 confirmed cases and 31 probable infections. Boulder has the most cases, 83, followed by Longmont with 51.
The average age continues to be right around 50 years old. It is 49 years old as of this reporting. The total number of residents that are hospitalized are 51. The total number that are hospitalized under 60 are 17. The total number of people that have recovered are 97, and 23 pending disease investigations at this point.
Ziyak added that so far, five people in Boulder County have died from the disease. Ziyak's update follows the announcement that the stay-at-home order has been extended through Sunday, April 26. Despite what the Trump administration has said, Ziyak told council testing for the virus is far from comprehensive.
Because we have limited testing throughout the county, I want people to understand that we shouldn't just take these case counts as exactly what's happening in our community.
Boulder Community Health CEO Dr. Robert Vissers said the county is seeing a slight plateau in hospitalizations and added that physical distancing seems to be making a difference.
We are, I believe, seeing the impact. I am sure that the curve has been flattened or at least slowed significantly, and it has really given us that capacity. And what I'm hoping is that we end up seeing a lot less patients and losing a lot less lives because of it.
Ziyak also expressed optimism that Boulder County cases may be plateauing.
Clearly, we've gone through a peak process here, and we're closely watching. Is this plateau that we're seeing on these hospitalizations going to continue, or are we going to expect to see another peak? And really, the only way to know that for sure is to continue to watch our data. So we'll continue to watch our data across the metro region and follow if we think we actually have a plateau or not.
Boulder has limited gatherings to 10 people or less, but Interim Police Chief Kerry Weinheimer said that's difficult to enforce if people are gathering inside their homes. In regard to housing, Kurt Fernheimer with Housing and Human Services said there has been an increase in calls from renters who will have trouble paying their rent during the crisis due to a job loss or other coronavirus-related issues.
So we would encourage any tenants that are having these challenges to really reach out to the landlords, you know, before it becomes a problem and really work on solutions with their rent throughout the month.
Concern was also raised about the number of people visiting open space and mountain parks, with a significant number of visitors aware of physical distancing but not practicing it. City staff monitoring the trails report that only about 25% to 30% of users are wearing recommended masks. As a health professional, Ziyak pleaded with people to follow the 6-foot rule.
My ask of people is that please try to exercise around your own neighborhoods. If we can stay around our own neighborhoods, we are going to take pressure off the trail system. Unfortunately, we are seeing a lot of trail use in a lot of places. Or if you absolutely have to go to a trail, if you're pulling up to a trail and you're seeing a parking lot full of cars, please go to another trail and find another trail that is not so busy.
The Open Space Department is considering several options to reduce the number of visitors. They include limiting parking capacity at trailheads, weekend closures of targeted locations when the weather is nice, requiring one-way directional travel on several popular trails, making dog owners keep their pets leashed at all times, and increasing enforcement when hikers are not practicing social distancing. No action was taken by council last night on those recommendations. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.